Daily Good News, Volume 1. Chapter 88. Jehoshaphat's God still hears his kind of prayer. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It may not be amiss to study into the philosophy of the victory of faith as illustrated in this instance. What must the enemy have concluded? Nothing else but that the Israelites had received reinforcements, it would be useless to oppose them. So a panic seized them and each looked on his neighbor as an enemy. Were they not correct that Israel had received reinforcements? Indeed, the Lord set ambushes. But the point which should be specially noticed is that when Israel began to sing and to praise, it signifies that the faith was real. The promise of God was considered as good as the actual accomplishment. Thus they were established. Let us apply this in a conflict against sin. Here comes a strong temptation. We know we have no might against it. But now our eyes are upon the Lord who has told us to come with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may find grace to help in time of need. So we begin to pray, not with a mournful statement of our weakness, but with a joyful acknowledgement of God's mighty power. If we state our weakness and discouraging situation first, we are placing ourselves before God. In that case, Satan will throw his darkness around us so we can see nothing else but our weakness. Although our cries and pleading may be fervent and agonizing, they will be in vain. They will lack the essential element of believing that God is, and that He is all that He has revealed Himself to be. But when we start with a recognition of God's power, then we can safely state our weakness, for then we are simply placing our weakness by the side of His power, and the contrast begets courage.